This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I have noticed something, and I mean, it really gelled with me this weekend. And I just want to point this out. The new thing, to one of the new rackets out there today, seems to be for the veterans. On my Starbucks app, which I order my Starbucks coffee on my phone, and then I just walk in there and pick it up and cut in line in front of everybody because they're the ones that set up the app, and it just makes everybody mad, and it makes me chuckle. On my app, I had a little blurb, would you like to help a veteran? When I bought my son some e-liquid the other day, he bought some from a veteran-owned company that had a really high jacked-up price, and said it was that a portion of the proceeds went to the veterans. Then there's all manner of things out there, like the Wounded Warrior Project is one of the biggest rackets out there. It has become so big. And I don't expect everybody, that works in the administration of that to work for free. But a huge percentage of that money never makes it to the veterans. Whereas places like the Fisher House, a very huge percentage of that money makes it to the veterans. And, you know, that's true charity. And then there's a class of person out there. And, I don't want to point, I'm not going to name names, but it seems to be primarily female that will get out there and either claim through familial ties or just get out there and just back it, just claim to back it. But they make their bones by supposedly being about veterans, and they have things like shows and causes and, you know, this is and that and everything else is, and all of this disgusts me. I am an American military veteran of the U.S. Army. I served for right at 7 years, most of it in the 80s. We just had turned into the 90s when I got out. And I say this to you as a veteran. If you appreciate my service, I appreciate that. I joined the military for a lot of different reasons. And one of the great byproducts out of that was I got to protect the nation. I got to do my part to protect the nation. I was nothing special. I was nothing out of the ordinary. I did my job. I was proud of my service. Yada, yada, yada. I did my time. I got out. If you want to help veterans, as a veteran, here's what I would tell you. Don't fall for any of these schemes. If you want to help veterans, be proactive. Get out there. Find somewhere to help them and help them that way. Don't get out there and fall schemed, you know, fall prey to these things about, well, a portion of the proceeds goes to veterans. That's a scam. That's become a scam. It's the same thing that the gun grabbers use with for the children. Some scammers have come over to our side, and now they're using for the veterans. Now, here's the thing. I don't think you should fall prey to them. Two, I feel betrayal from these people that are using veterans as scapegoats. Historically speaking, I think I've read somewhere that only 1% of the total American population has ever served in the military. So veterans are a very rare commodity, especially when especially today. Even though we've come through two combat theaters and everything else, we've got more veterans on the street than ever before, but still less than 10% of the population is veteran. The young veterans out of this generation need help working through their problems. And if you want to help a veteran, find something that will help him work through the problems, if that's what he has. If he has disabilities, find something that will help him with that. If he's come back and he's financially decimated, find something that will help him with that. But don't get out there and buy e-liquid and coffee and all of these other things that claim to do it for the veterans when 90% of the money that you're going to spend on that is going to go to them. One of the things that I find to be most disingenuous about all of these retail offers to help with us, with, do you know how they work? With a retail operation that wants you, would you like to give a dollar to the homeless children? They take that dollar, and it will go to the homeless children, but the reason they're doing that is because they could show that as a charitable donation from the company. And then they can get a tax break. They're not doing it because they actually have, And you know what? I'm taking a leap of faith here. I don't know what they're thinking, but I would not think they're necessarily out there worried about the children. Because if they were worried about the children, I think they could probably help them out by giving them some stuff directly. They could go find something out there and donate themselves. But no, they want your money that they're going to donate on your behalf and get a break. You see how that works? Do you understand my problem with this? We, for the most part, are volunteers. We were volunteers when we joined. We joined when we were in the prime of our lives and at the height of our power. And America owes the veterans everything that we were promised. Having said that, do not fall prey to the scams and the ripoffs. And if you see something out there, there's all kinds of broadcasts right now about the veterans. If it's not being done by a veteran, listen to it at your own peril, because this is somebody out there that has found a niche and figured out I can get an audience this way. This is not me. This is not sour grapes, okay? If you want to listen to them, by all means, go. I have. There are some people that are not veterans that actually do have the veteran's best interests at heart, and when you find them, you know who they are. But they're the ones that are giving something in addition to taking something. They're giving something that is just as precious as that they're aiming at somebody else. So they're doing something to drive awareness to the veterans, not out there saying, do it for the veterans. Don't be guilted into it. By the same token, though, I got to tell you, veterans are the most forgotten segment of our society. We're both genders. All races, all religions, the diversity is astounding, and we're the ones you forget. We're the ones you need when you need them, and when you don't need us anymore, you forget about us really quick. And if that was not the case, then all of these little opportunistic shill games would not arise. My two cents. And it's worth everything you just paid for it. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Sorry about the veterans thing. I built up to critical mass. I saw something on Facebook yesterday that just sent me over the edge. I'm sorry. Sorry. Coming from the desk of Rob Morse. Writer at Flash Daily and Slow Facts blog and co-host of the Polite Society podcast, which I wish to God I had gotten that name before he did. Rob has come to this understanding that a lot of us have come to, and I enjoyed his take on it, because very rarely will you see somebody jump from one side to the other that this quick as far as just the regard. But he's talking about the big reveal that we've gotten from the gun grabbers, that they actually want to confiscate guns. And he has decided that the gun grabbers are our enemy. And the reason that is so bad and so extreme is this. For those of us that are pro-liberty, we regard everybody here as Americans. And we don't like to think of Americans as enemies. And yet we have to think of the gun grabbers as enemies. He calls them enemies because they want the average citizen disarmed. They want us dependent on the government for our safety. And we need to understand them so we can better persuade the average guy on the street that we are right and our enemy is wrong. Because if we don't do that, if we don't manage to retain the right, then we're going to have to fight for the right. Do you understand that? If we don't manage to do this through persuasion, we're going to have to do this through violence. The gun grabbers want to punish gun owners, honest gun owners, law-abiding gun owners, even though we haven't done anything wrong. We haven't hurt anybody. We haven't committed any crimes. And here's the thing. That's bigotry. They are anti-rights bigots. If you don't want a gun, if you don't want a firearm, if you don't want a rifle, a shotgun, any of that stuff, then don't buy one. Don't own one. But these anti-rights gun grabbers want to use the government to enforce their bigotry on everybody, which is that's the opposite of liberty. The anti-rights bigots say that all private gun owners have to be disarmed since someone, somewhere, is evil. That's their misguided but simple reasoning. So, according to Mr. Morse, this is where they're wrong and we are right. The bigoted gun grabber believes he is performing a balancing test of competing harms. The bigots know it is bad to weaken honest citizens. The bigots also know that evil exists, and they want bad people disarmed. They imagine that bad people get guns from honest gun owners. The gun-grabbing bigot says some people are bad, so we need to take guns away from all civilians. And their solution is to weaken everyone at the point of a gun. They ignore that the criminals don't get their gun through a regular outlet. They don't care that all of us become more vulnerable when ordinary citizens are disarmed. They're willing to eliminate the right of self-defense in order to feed their anti-gun fantasy. Our lives are inconsequential and can be sacrificed to their utopian vision of a gun-free society. Our lives don't matter. Do you hear that contradiction? And all of that. The fearful gun grabber didn't take his question one important step further. If some men are evil, then why concentrate power in the hands of a few government officials? That's a very important question they ignore. A politician cannot be trusted with power any more than citizens who elected him. And if you want to, Rob will take it a step further for you. He doesn't believe we should give great power to politicians and the police because some men are evil and all men are weak in the face of temptation. And the anti-rights bigot ignores that, too. They simply cling to the gun-free fantasy and put a halo on politicians and the police, and we should never do that. History has proven that great power leads to great violence. We can sit back and think that everybody's different today because, you know what, we've got the iPhone 6S. We've got cars that are going to drive themselves soon. I can order my coffee on my phone. But the one constant denominator throughout the change of technology and history and time has been human nature. It simply stays pat. So who should have power? The American experiment, the idea of the republic, believed that the populace should be strong and the government weak. And stated simply, you trust your neighbor's judgment. You have to be willing to empower each other with the tools of self-defense. I'm willing to let my neighbor have those tools. My neighbor does have those tools, even though some people get these same tools and misuse them. I'm far more willing to trust the person on my left, my right, in front of me, catty-cornered, all that other stuff, than some politician who knows nothing about us, who doesn't live anywhere near us, who knows we exist in some form or fashion, but only conceptually. That's something that history has taught us, not to trust politicians. And our fellow citizens, the low-info voters, these are the ones that we have to persuade to think this way. Now, given time, everybody will listen to their neighbor, at least entertain what's going on. But here's the thing. The anti-rights bigots have taken off their mask, and they're coming. They fully intend to. They think that they have the wind at their backs. I don't know why. It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life. Obama believes it. Clinton believes it. O'Malley believes it. A lot of people in the Senate believe it. They will get in front of a camera, and the low-info voter may believe it, and that is the problem. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious plastic leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
From the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. One of my fears has been that the Supreme Court... First of all, I fear the Supreme Court. I'm afraid of the Supreme Court now. All of us should be afraid of the Supreme Court now. The Supreme Court needs to have a visit from the House of Representatives, from the ruling party right now in power, the Republicans. And the Republicans need to say, we are going to watch you. And from here on out, there are going to be some things that we may roll in here and tell you just not even to bother messing with, because we're the ones that decide where you have jurisdiction, because we're the ones making the laws. Okay? Okay. That has always been part and parcel of the Supreme Court's limitations. The judiciary is supposed to be the weakest branch of the three. Now, Supreme Court, there's a challenge to an Illinois city ban on certain semi-automatic firearms and standard capacity magazines. And the Supreme Court has taken this case, and rather than say, yes, we'll hear it, or no, we will not hear it, and let the lower court ruling stand, they have done something called relisting it. So here we have, this is a delay, and this is not a yes, it's not a no, it's a delay on Friedman versus the City of Highland Park, 15-133. This is the third time it has been relisted. My first question is going to have to be, look, we have the Heller decision, which came from the Supreme Court. Maybe not this Supreme Court, but from the Supreme Court. Why do we need to keep relisting it? That's my first question. This is why I fear them, okay? Because I don't think they need to keep doing it. When a case is relisted, this means it is set for reconsideration at the justices' next conference. Unlike a hold that will show up on their electronic docket, a relist can mean several things, including the fairly straightforward prospect that one or more justices wants to take a closer look at the case, that one or more justices is trying to pick up enough votes to grant review, four are needed, or that the justices are writing a summary reversal, that is, a decision that the lower court opinion was so wrong, the court can decide the case on the merits without briefing or oral argument. Or that one or more justices are writing a dissent from the decision to deny review. This is the glamour case among the Second Amendment relists, according to James Elwood. To be sure, all the statistics suggest that the odds of a grant start falling off around the third relist, but this fall has been a time for beating the odds. Now, if you've only heard about the case from the media, you can read the petition for a writ of certiorari if you go out there looking for it. And it presents two questions. Whether the Constitution allows the government to prohibit law-abiding responsible citizens from protecting themselves, their families, and their homes with a class of constitutionally protected arms that includes the most popular rifles in the nation. And whether the Constitution allows the government to prohibit law-abiding responsible citizens from protecting themselves, their families, and their homes with ammunition magazines that number in the tens of millions and make up nearly half of the nation's total stock of privately owned ammunition magazines for handguns and rifles. Basically a standard gun. Think, and just in the handgun case, I've got a Glock 19 right here. Standard magazine capacity 15. This one would be a assault weapon banned in this particular case. Supreme Court has been avoiding this for years, and the gun owners are getting tired of the legal risks arising from state and local bans and lower court ruling conflicts. And our impatience is justified, especially when it's clear from the writings of the founders and the long-standing Supreme Court precedent that an individual right to bear arms, or to keep and bear arms, that have some reasonable relationship to the preservation or efficiency of a well-regulated militia that are part of the ordinary military equipment or that could contribute to the common defense are legal. They always have been. They're always going to be. That's exactly what the Second Amendment was put in place to protect, the God-given right that is already there. The continued relisting of Friedman ought to have gun owners on the pins and needles because this Supreme Court did not decline the case outright, meaning some of the justices want to hear it. Remains to be seen if they will, or if they will once more hide from their responsibility without comment. If they do take on the case, a decision siding with gun prohibitionists will provoke millions of gun owners to then embrace the "we will not comply, your move" new paradigm, and that could really get dangerous really quick. Watch this stuff. Now, I am about states' rights. I really am. However, we have to ask ourselves a question. The states' rights 10th Amendment, should we allow that to be used to deny us any other right? If somebody gets out there and wants to start, like in colleges right now today, they've got free speech zones. They've decided they're going to decide what you can and can't say, that kind of thing. The Fourth Amendment, that gets violated all the time. If the states, well, in Connecticut, they're violating the Fourth Amendment. I think it's Connecticut. There's a jurisdiction out there right now where they've started, if they see valuables in your car, they'll take them so they won't get stolen. Isn't that a violation of the Fourth Amendment? Isn't that vast overreach by the government and by law enforcement? So, should the state of Connecticut be able to get out there and save you from yourself, Connecticut citizens, by taking the things that they think are about to be stolen from your car? And if they see, I don't know, a nice camera on the seat of your car, does that mean once they get inside the car, they can go through your glove compartment, your console, and all this other stuff, so you got guns or money or wallets or whatever, any of that stuff, they can take that out of your car and save you from yourself? Should the states be able to do that in the name of the Tenth Amendment? First things first, I really need a clarification of what the Tenth Amendment means in the first part of it. I keep getting told that there's no such thing as nullification, which is, I thought, what the Tenth Amendment meant. But on the other hand, they could subjugate every other right I have, especially guns. And it's states' rights. And the states should be allowed to decide for themselves, by golly. And this is the part that I'm in a quandary about. I know what the Second Amendment says. I know what the Second Amendment means. I know what the founders intended the Second Amendment to do. Now I need some sort of clarification, if somebody will help me with that later on down the road, with the Tenth Amendment. Because apparently there's some people out there that think the Tenth Amendment can take every other right you've got and do away with it. California, there's no more due process. So, I mean, everywhere you turn, we see this. And the gun grabbers get out there. And this is the only time they ever claim to like states' rights. If you get out there and say, we're not going to follow any federal gun control, they're out there like, oh, federal law is supreme. What about the Constitution? We'll be right back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. The left hates black conservatives. Okay? Let's make that very clear. They hate them. Hate them! Somebody like Ben Carson, they really hate him. Now, yes, I have I have some misgivings about Ben Carson, but that's because in a lot of ways, especially about the Second Amendment, I just don't think he knows what he's talking about. However, my position is based upon what he said, not on my political agenda or anything else. I also hate it when my heroes reveal themselves for what they truly are. There was a recent column in Time magazine entitled "Ben Carson is Terrible for Black Americans," written by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was a student of Bruce Lee when I was martial arts crazy. He was in a martial arts movie with Bruce Lee that Bruce Lee never finished, that they tried to put out. It was horrible, but that was back when he was Lou Alcindor. Now he thinks he's not. And let me make one thing perfectly clear. I know that athletes have depth. You know, in Genesis Communications Land in Minnesota, you had one of the Minnesota Vikings, Alan Page, who became part of the Minnesota Supreme Court. So I know that athletes have depth, although some seem not to have as much depth as others. I mean, look at Terrell Owens, for example. But that's all beside the point. Abdul-Jabbar begins his piece by asking and answering his own question twice. He concludes that a Carson presidency would be an unmitigated disaster. Now, here's my question. Looking at Carson's presidency, which we don't even know how that would look, but we do have a presidency right now that we know how it looks. And what do we got with this? We've got record numbers of Americans on welfare, record numbers of Americans not working, accumulating federal debt more than any other U.S. president combined, a perverse redefinition of marriage, granting a God bless you to killers of children in the womb, promoting a culture of lawlessness, inspiring hostility towards U.S. law enforcement, encouraging an invasion through our southern border, now our northern border, and now our airports, because we're going to import some ourselves directly, and on top of all of that, ruining school lunches for millions of children. Now, if that were not the case, and if Kareem Abdul-Jabbar made some reference to that, then I can sit back and say, okay, he's taking in the big picture, but no. He says that Carson's repressive, muddled, and pious policies and opinions would run against our Constitution. And as is often is the case with liberals, he discusses none of his specific policies or opinions. And it's very interesting that a follower of Islam, as is Abdul-Jabbar, is so concerned with the constitutionality of Dr. Carson's policies and opinions. Now, if you look at two very repressive sets of political thought, you can't find two more oppressive than liberalism and Islam. And Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, unfortunately, is a eager devotee of both. This guy is a guy who... He's 7'2". He was a basketball legend. He decided to call into question Dr. Carson's thinking on matters of science. Carson is a graduate of Yale and the University of Michigan Medical School. He is a world-renowned neurosurgeon. He draws the wrath of liberals like Abdul-Jabbar because he doesn't toe the progressive line when it comes to the Darwinian evolution, homosexuality, global warming, you know, EIEIO. Abdul-Jabbar, by the way, totally avoids the science of the womb. Not once but twice he references the totally debunked 97% scientific consensus canard when it comes to man-made global warming. He warns that Carson's head-in-the-sand thinking on climate could prove disastrous when it comes to the very survival of us as a species of the United States and the world. Now, what we do have, and there is head-in-the-sand thinking going on right now, and it's, primarily about Islam. It has also led to abortion, to the wanton destruction of tens of millions of Americans and hundreds of millions of them worldwide in the womb. Likewise, for decades, they've ignored the clear science and morality when it comes to homosexuality, marriage, and family. Yet Dr. Carson and the tens of millions of us who largely share his worldview wear the dangerous anti-science theocrats that America should fear. We've been force-fed the rotten fruit of liberalism for a long time. Liberals have corrupted sound sexual morality and the family model that God gave us. None in the U.S. has suffered under such wicked perversions, more so than black America. More so than black America. It is very ironic that a so-called champion of black America could turn his heart and his mind from such misery. It shows the depths of the corrupting power of liberalism. He also takes time to quote the United Nations, promote Obamacare, attack President George W. Bush, and lament the institutional racism that's supposedly still so prevalent in the U.S. I hate to tell you this, black America, but Barack Obama doesn't get elected president once without white America voting for him. So, we are looking. And if somebody gets presented out there that can persuade people that I'm the one, We'll vote for him, no matter what he looks like. We'll vote for him. And that's the problem with Ben Carson, isn't it? He has the, you know, now we're looking at him because there's some things he's saying that, you know, quite frankly, I have to agree with. Virtually every perverse liberal policy today, their lust to maintain their right to kill children in the womb, their desire to destroy marriage and the family, their lust for all things homosexual, their big government economic policy and hatred of capitalism, their hatred of fossil fuel and their love of the environment at the expense of everybody out here, and their hatred of guns and gun rights and EIEIO stems from the Darwinian notion that this life is all that we have and everything imaginable must be done in order to fill it with as much pleasure as possible. All that stands in the way is thought processes like Ben Carson's or yours or mine. That's why so many liberals put so much effort and energy and anger and deception into elections. For the most part, the hope of liberals lies only in what they can accomplish in this world. They've made a god of government. In government, they trust. Mark Levin wrote a book called Ameritopia. According to modern liberalism, a heavenly society is said to be within reach if only the individual surrenders more of his liberty and being for the general good. Meaning, the good is prescribed by the state. Look at the good wrought by the ultimate of liberal regimes that we've had to suffer through for the last 7 years. Ben Carson is not bad for black America. He is bad for liberal America, no matter what color that is, no matter what gender it takes. And that's good for America. It's the liberalism preached and promoted by people like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar that is bad for the country, not that which he wrote. We're going to flip into the next hour on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.